We are learning Masechtas Bava Kama Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Zok the Gemara. It says in the Mishnah, Shor Shor Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shor Knani Potter. The loch is, if a shor, your shor, a gor is a shor of a non-Jew, he's potter to pay. And it said, if the non-Jew shor, a gor is our shor, they pay Nezek Shalom right away. So Gemara has a problem with this. Amri Marom Shach. Ira Eu Dafka, if Eu is Dafka, so then, the Kananik Nagach the Yisrael, now we lift our. So why, if the non-Jew hits our Ashar, he pays the Shnezik Shalom, he should pay anything. There's Re'eu Dafka. V'Re'eu Lav Dafka, if Re'eu, your friends, Lav Dafka, and includes a non-Jew also, so fill the Yisrael with Kananik the Kananik the Chayiv. It should be Chayiv also, if the Yisrael was Gor the Kananik, it should be Chayiv also, because it's Lav Dafka, it's the Chayiv for everyone. Omravo Makra, the Pasuk says, Amad Eretz, Omad Moed Aretz, Ra Vayata Goyim. And we dash like this. Ra Sheva Mitzvah Noyach. This is a pasuk in Habakkuk. It says, Omad Moed Aretz, Ra Vayata Goyim. So we dash in Ra Sheva Mitzvah Shekibulalem Noyach. They saw that they had seven mitzvahs. But my said they weren't keeping it. Keeping Shloi Kaimu. They were not keeping those mitzvahs. As a Oinish, Omad Vehitir Mamoinim Li Yisrael. The Kosh Baruch was mat there, their Mamoin to Kla Yisrael. Now, what does that exactly mean? So Tosfos already speaks about it in Mugi Yosef. They say it means only regarding these hezekim, not legabe gezel, but legabe the din of hezek, they were matter the memoinam li Yisrael. And what does that mean? So you can say it two ways. Either you can say is that re'eyu is really dafka, and really the guy is disqualified from the whole din of hezekim, therefore if he damages us, he should be potter as well. But because of this pasuk, they have to pay. That's the hit the Mimonim Yisrael. That's one way to learn. The other way to learn is that Re'eu is Lav Davka. And really you should be Chai both ways. But because of hit the Mimonim Yisrael, then our Shar that hits their Shar is Potter. That's the two ways to say it. The Shal is Mashal's Girsa, or the other Girsa, look at Taisa the Masal Omad, Taisa says like this, Mashma, Davka bin Yizesh, Nogach Shar Shalom Shar Shalhem. Dafka that Indian. So some guards the opposite. Shenogach shar shalahem shar shalonu. But in any case, we're saying the specific din legabe nezikin that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamat their mama into Yisrael. V'yechonam ha'chav different pasuk. The pasuk says afia mahar paron, and we dash like this. Afia means he was megala their mamoin. He was megala the money and was matir it. Mi paron hafia mamoinam li Yisrael. But paron is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu went to give the Torah, they were not mekabel the Torah, the goyim. And therefore, because of that, Hashem was mater the mammon. Again, mater the mammon means on that for the nezikin, not all the mammon. Tai Navahachi, we learned in the brayso the same thing that these two psukim were brought down in this brayso. Tai Navahachi, Shor Shor Yisrael, Shor 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 Knani, and Shor Yisrael, Gor the Shor Knani, Potter. You are part Shor Shor Knani, Shor Shor Yisrael, Bein Tam Bein Mu Mesham Mesham. If a Shor Shor Knani was Nogach Shor Shor Yisrael, then Bein Tam Bein Mu pays Nezik Shalom. Shneimar. It says in the pasuk, Omad ve'yemoided eretz roa v'yata goyim, and it means another pasuk, Omar hayfiyah ma paron. Another pasuk, the two pesukim, one that is matir their mammon, and the other pasuk says that hayfiyah was megala their mammon mahar paron. May va'omer. What are you two pesukim for? Before it was two amarayim. So you could have said the amarayim two drashos, but in the brisa, why is two pesukim? It will hold the both of them. It sounds like. My vayimer, the chid tema hay omad v'yemoided eretz. Memboyle krav master krav Yosef. Maybe the pasuk of omad v'yemoided eretz v'yater goyim is talking about something else. It's talking about Rav Master and Rav Yosef. We'll see what their joshes are in a second. Tashma, the pasuk says, "Hafiyam aparo meparon hafiyam modim liyisrael." That already from then, from when Hashem gave the Torah, he was megal their mama into klai Yisrael. So definitely the second pasuk. Now, what would be the drashas you would use the first pasuk? Where it says Rav Masna Rav Yosef. Ma'ida Rav Masna. What is Rav Masna? The Omar Rav Masna. Omad va'yimoided eretz ra'a va'yate goyim ma ra'a ra'a shav mitzvahs shenestav olay menoyach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the seven mitzvahs that the menoyach were mitzvahim like kaimim, they're not mekayimim. Examples of the seven mitzvahs are they have to set up a dinim, even menachai, znus, Gezel, those are examples of seven mitzvah noyach. So they were mekayimit. Omad the higla oisom ma'alad masom. Therefore, he put them into galus. They also were thrown off their own land. Like Rashi gives examples. Rashi says kaftoyrim ayetz mekafter. Pasuk says va'av ma'yoshim v'chatserim al azo kafterim ha'yoytzim mekafter shvidu v'yeshu tachdom. The kafterim came instead of the avim. There's another pasuk that says it was seir yoshva achirim, and then someone else came afterwards. Even the goyim were displaced. And why? Because they're not mekayim the shev mitzvei noach. Vayater goyim means he displaced them. Now, where does the word vayater mean displacement? My mashma the high vayater milush degluyu. Who said it means losh and going to galus? Ksiv ha'achav vayater goyim. Ksiv ha'asam. It says over there. This is by the shrotzim, by a grasshopper. It says they have special feet not their behem al aretz. And there means b'takvila kafza behen al behen al ara to jump or hop over the land. So you see, it's a losh of being displaced. So that's Rav Masna's pshat in this pasuk, and if we don't have a pasuk to the matter of money Mishal Yisrael, if we need a pasuk of fiyam ha'par, my Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, omad v'yemoydid eretz ra'ah, ma ra'ah shev mitzvah shekiblu aleim b'nei noyach, leikimum, kodesh baruch hu, so he gave them seven mitzvahs, but they couldn't even keep those, omad v'etirum lehem, he was matir to them, afraid the Gemara, skuri yisker, are they gaining now, because they didn't keep the mitzvahs, Hashem took it away, they don't have to keep it anymore? See, they gained. They were over the mitzvahs. Now they don't have to keep it anymore. So he said, The Gemara is saying is what the pasuk teaching us is that Hashem went ahead and said that if you mekayim it, you don't get schar. That's what it means by tirum. Not that it's mutter. Vadi get oinshim if you don't keep it. But you lose the level of mitzvah that you don't get schar for that. Freit yimor v'loy, is that true they don't get schar? V'tayim v'tayim v'braisa. Ramei oimer, menayin shafilu nochri v'oisik v'tayra. How do you know even if it's a non-Jew, it's oisik v'tayra, shu k'koyin gadol. He's like a koyin gadol. And what does he mean oisik v'tayra? It means he learns the Torah of the Shev mitzvah ben noyach. So how you know he's like Kohen Gadol? Don't say Kahanim v'Leviim v'Yisraelim. Loi Neamar ala Odom. Holamato shvil nochi v'oisik v'tayra. Even a guy who learns Torah really could Kohen Gadol. He's like a Kohen Gadol. So, first of all, you have to understand we're saying over here that the pasuk Odom. Don't we know that goyim are not called Odom? It's a famous drasha. You have it. Rishim Echoy says, "Ain kivri avichav mitame boil shnema odom ki yomis boil atem krum odom ve'ir avichav kuri odom." A famous drasha. They're not called odom. We're learning this drasha. Odom's teaching us that even goyim could v'chaybem learn Torah and they become great. L'chayra, it's very shver because l'chayra this is very shver because they're not called odom. So Tosfos asks his kash. Tosfos masecha Ella says, "Tema ha'im avichav kuri odom." Tosfos says, "Tum alchem." One tarot says that there's a machlokes there. Rishim Meirchay is Mandiyama argues. This Bryce is going to the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir over here is going to Rabbanan who argues Rishim Meirchay. Another pshat says difference between the word Adam and Ha Adam. Adam is dafka a Jew. Ha Adam is even a guy. That's Tosfos tarot. But in any case,
how do you get the Kohen Gadol?
Oh, why Vasev is Kohen Gadol? Tosfos says because we darshan in Saita. That it says in the pasuk yikar about Torah yikari pninim. It's more precious than pninim, which possibly is more precious than pearls. But the Gemara darshins it's more precious than a kohen gadol hanichnas lefnai v'lefnim. So that's why we want to give example of how big Torah is. We say it's even bigger than the kohen gadol because Torah is even bigger than someone. The kohen gadol goes in lefnai v'lefnim. But the Gemara's kasha in our Gemara is that lechari see the getzchar. They could be even bigger than a kohen gadol in some ways. They get some schar, but not like a mitzvah v'oisa, because they have no mitzvah anymore. That's what Hashem took away. The mitzvah, the level of mitzvah that gives them great schar. The mitzvah v'oisa is bigger than the inner mitzvah v'oisa. And what's pshat in Rav Chanina? So Tosfos and other Masechet says pshat in Rav Chanina is that because you have a bigger Yetzirah, that's why it's a bigger, more schar. So it comes out, the goyim don't even have a Yetzirah to do the Shiva Mitzvah, and still they don't keep it, it's pretty bad. But at the end of the day, we're saying they get a shikl schar for the mitzvahs, but not like a mitzvah of a oisa.
We're going back to my goyim here.
Yeah.
One chalak, one in the varm.
Right.
Why the varm the second day, not the chalak?
Because they're both those time a first psukim. They're both stam a drasha. In the first psukim, then it's a good kasha. If something's in the first, then you, of course you go to Torah first. But here, the vayate goyim maybe was a little more klar. Vayate goyim meant there was a heter. So that's why we tried that one first. The fiyam aparan is also it's a drasha. It's not a first psukim. So we're making a drasha. So therefore, if that's used up, we'll use this as a drasha. Afiyam ha'par, there's some problems with the drasha. It's not the most first drasha. Therefore, that's not against the first thing we want to do. But it's a good kasha. Yeah, it's a good kasha. I think that'll be the teretz. That it's not first, so therefore it's not such a big taina. Tana Rabbanan. V'kvar sholcho malchas roimi shnei sradyotis etzel chachmei Yisrael. The Roman Malchus sent two ministers to learn Torah by the Chachmei Yisrael. So he said, "Lamana Torah Seichem, teach me your Torah." Karu v'shanu v'shalshu. So they learned the Torah. The way Mashal brings down, they learned the Torah. V'shanu means they learned Mishnayos. V'shalshu, they learned Gemara. Mamish told them to call it Torah Kula. V'shas b'tirasam, when they were about to leave after spending, don't say how long it was, but must have been a few years, learning the whole Torah. Amru lahem, the doctor of Chol Torah Seichem, v'emesu. He said, when we're doctoring the whole Torah, it's taka true. Chutz b'davazeh, one thing we don't understand. Shatam oimrim, shor she Yisrael, shenaga shor she Kanani is potter. That you say that Yisrael gore is a Kanani's shor, he's potter. But she Kanani, shenaga shor she Yisrael, bein tam v'um, shalom, shalom. So I understand this halacha. Amar shach. Ivrei was dafka, fill the Kanani, the Kanarach the Yisrael liftar. Ivrei was dafka, so even if the Kanani is the Gorzi Yisrael, she's part of it. Ivrei dafka, fill the Yisrael, the Kanarach the Kanani, the Chayef. Vidovah, he says, I understand it, but Vidovah is there, ain't on my deen, I saw in Lamachas. You know, even though I don't understand it, but we won't tell the Malchus about this drasha because everything else was perfect. I'm not sure exactly why they were so nice, not going to tell about this, but they said everything in the Torah is understandable, but this we didn't understand. The Rashi says they didn't want to explain. The reason is that's a possible Yatav Moinam Shal Yisrael, the Moinam Li Yisrael. They don't want to explain that because that would be even worse. So he just left them hanging. The Chachmei Yisrael left them hanging without explaining exactly the reason, and they left without understanding Pshat and Dar Halacha. That's the only thing they didn't understand. But everything else was Tyrus Emes. They understood that there was Tyrus Emes. This is also Tyrus Emes, but they were never explained the reason why it's Mutter.